Mark Gettleson.
I'd love to thank the Cabinet Member for her comments, and I'll try and be as brief as possible. I'd also like to thank her for the work she's done to achieve Vanguard status under the new localism bill for the Bermondsey Village area, covering parts of my ward and Chaucer ward. I'd like to turn her attention to Strategic Policy 8 of the core strategy. And I think that I wonder if she recognises, as I and many of my residents do, the failure to actually provide a timetable around the implementation of that policy. Because by voting for it tonight, that policy, that Strategic Policy 8 around the provision of student housing and the requirement of student housing to give a contribution, to either provide social housing or provide a contribution towards social housing, that policy comes into existence now. If it has not already carried weight, and there is some discussion on whether it carried weight before then, why does the timetable not work around a mechanism for actually implementing that policy? And because past engagement at the Planning Committee, there doesn't seem to have been an understanding of how you actually apply it now, and actually this council is losing, or could be losing, millions potentially in affordable housing contributions from developers, as has happened with the Quill development in my ward, where Labour councillors refuse to apply the policy or refuse to ask officers whether they can investigate a mechanism for applying the policy, potentially costing this borough £18.8 million.